It's a big schos to be here this evening. Wasn't easy to leave for Shabbos, my shul. But they understood, because how many times did I say over, my Rabbi Zecharyahu Livracha said this, Rav Brevda said this. And they don't know, perhaps some of them do, but many of them don't know if they would see a picture of Rav Brevda Zecharyahu Livracha, they wouldn't even recognize him. But they know Rav Brevda. This was the person that I called Rabbi, Mayri Barabi, the Chesed Elyon. He referred to me as the Yadid. But what is my yachas to be here this evening? If you look at the sign, the list of the Rabbanim who spoke before me, there's one that doesn't belong. It's a bit above my pay grade here. But I have one yachas, I think, and I'll tell you the way the Rav Zecharyahu Livracha introduced me to someone. Almost 2 years ago, when the Rav was taken that first time on a Thursday, was admitted to Sloan Kettering Hospital, I'd been, my chavrusa in Cleveland was making a chasana that following Tuesday, and he had offered me a ticket to come to the chasana, and I turned it down. It was 2 weeks before Pesach. It was Erev Pesach. It was very hard to leave my wife even for a day, and I turned it down. And that Thursday, when the Rav was taken to Sloan Kettering, I spoke to Rav Aaron, told him L'chaim L'chaim, I spoke to him the next day, and over Shabbos I told my wife, I said, I have to go to New York. For one day, not a nar, I'll go the day of the chasana as well, but the reason I'm going is to see the Rav. So I paid $300 for my ticket, and I flew in to LaGuardia on that Tuesday afternoon, took a cab straight to Sloan Kettering. I spent about 3 hours with the Rav. Went straight to the chasana, had a 6 o'clock flight back the next morning. That morning, the Rav's daughter had flown in from Eretz Yisrael. And she had been there already, but she came again in the afternoon when I was there. So the Rav introduced me to his daughter, and he said as follows. He said, "Dos is Rav David. Rav David sits in Cleveland, und er sagt über von mein Teira, mehr für kein ander in der ganze Welt." Rav David sits in Cleveland, and he says over from my Torah more than anyone in the world. So, I felt very good. But at the same time, that's my yachas to be here. And if that's my yachas to be here, that's really the hakdama to what I want to speak about this evening. I just want to say over the Rav's Torah, perhaps pull together the strings and the threads of the speakers before me. We all know, the Rav said many times, "V'tzadik v'amunosa yichya." V'chavakuk v'midon alachas. It doesn't say a tzadik v'amunosa yivtach. V'tzadik v'amunosa hadamuna yamin yichya. You have to live with your amuna. It's not enough to believe. Every action in your life has to be directed by your amuna. V'tzadik b'amunosa yichya. Can't say all the nekudas that the Rav said all the time, but he always used to give a mashal, someone selling fabric, and it's 99%. Those who remember the mashal, he always used to say it over. Is that called yichya? Are you living with your amuna, or you're living because you want to make a couple dollars? But the theme that I want to talk about was mentioned earlier. The Rav always used to say, how do you develop your amuna? How do you live with amuna? And that's with what we call amuna b'poyo. Tefillah. Tefillah is a person putting their amuna into action. And you start, when you develop your tefillah, you start living with your amuna. Every action that you have is defined by my davening, my belief in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the Rav always used to say, and all the Talmidim know this, that before every hishtadlus, you have to make a phone call, you have to do something, you say a kapitul tehillim, you say that kapitul tehillim, you daven before the hishtadlus. And he said, if you would hear the stories, he said a couple always, if you would hear the stories of the Hatzlacha, you'd start bringing me kvitlach. You would think I'm a rabbi from these maivsim. But it's nothing to do with me, it's the ishtadlus that's done, that's the preface by the tefillah. How did he bring this out? It's always kedai, we because when the Rav Zichrono Livracha said anything, it wasn't based on his own Hashara. It was always clear, crystal clear from the Torah. Eliezer Eved Avram, in the Sefer Kimu V'Kiblu, always Parshas Chayisara, I bring in to the Kailo, Kimu V'Kiblu, and they look at me, it's not Mishchanukah, you're already holding by Purim. Said, you have to know where the treasures are, it's not so simple. I'm all Chayisara, that I'm learning about Purim. Eliezer Eved Avram, and the Rav used to bring out, the Pasuk says, B'tach B'Hashem B'chol Ibecha, the Pasuk of Mishlei, V'el B'noscha Al Tishoy. And if you look in the Mishlei with the Pirush Agra, the Rav always used to say that the one of the Talmidei Hagra, I don't remember he ever said in public the name, he didn't want to, learns a certain pshat based on a Gemara in Megillah, and the Rav says he doesn't think that's the pshat, because Shlomo HaMelech was not talking to tzaddikim, he was talking to everyone. So what does it mean for a normal person, have bitachon v'Hashem with your whole heart, v'el pinascha al tishoin, don't even lean on your own understanding. So the Rav brought this out with the story of Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer Eved Avram is going to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he has that star, he has that document that Avram Avinu gave everything to Yitzchak. No, you have a star. Go to Aram Narayim, the Rav always used to say, go to the Hilton, put up a sign that I'm here looking for a shidduch, however many zeros there are in the shtar, the Rav used to say, and line up, and we'll interview and see who's right. And yet he didn't do that. He stopped outside, and he said, it's davening. Nara, etc., etc. And then Hashem answers him, Vayiktu Vayishtachavu, he bows down. What are you bowing down? You haven't done anything yet. You haven't spoken to anyone. No, so one could say, he's not going with Ishtadlus. I gave mitzvila, I gave mitzvitachayin. He's not going with Ishtadlus. And yet Rashi tells us, when he spoke to Lavan and Bisuel, he pulled out the shtar. He showed the shtar that Avraham Avinu gave everything to Yitzchak. Make up your mind. Are you a Baitayach or you're a Mishtadl? Which one are you doing? So the Rav brought out so clearly from the Groim, Hashem lo yivne bayis shavam lu vayna vay. The Groim many places says that there's a payal in every action. There's someone who's doing the action. And there's the nifal. There's the object. But that's really meaningless. If Hashem lo yivne bayis, if there's no siyata dishmaya, if Hashem is not involved, shavam lu bainav, bainav are the payalim, bay, the nifal in the building, it's shav, it's nothing. A person is made up, shleisha shutzim ba'adam, a father, a mother, and the Rabbi Nisham, says the Gemara, which one's the ikar? Rabbi Nisham takes away his peace, everything else is worthless. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis shav am lu vayna vay. Eliezer Eved Avram understood there's only one thing integral to the success of any action, and that is their siyata dishmaya, is the Rabbeinu Shleilam involved. And therefore, even if you're mishtadel, you have to know there's still nothing but the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So Eliezer Eved Avram, he has his ishtadlus. He's coming, he's going to do ishtadlus. He has the shtar, but he knows he has to see the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So he stops and he davens before the ishtadlus. And when he sees a siman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayiktu Vayishtachavu, because now he knows he's on the right mahalach. He may be successful, why? Because there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam with him. Now he could go and be mishtadel. That's what Eliezer Eved Avram taught us. And the Rav always used to bring out so beautifully. At that point, Eliezer became a Baruch. After Vayiktu Vayishtachavu, after he showed what a Beiteach V'Hashem he is, that he realizes even with his Shtadlus, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, he became a Baruch. Rav Chaim Vital says that Eliezer Eved Avram was Nisgalgu into Kalev Ben Yefuna. His neshama went to Kalev Ben Yefuna. Kalev Ben Yefuna is going with the Meraglim. Kulam Anoshim, they were great people. They had a cheshbon. But what does Kalev Ben Yefuna know? He could have all the cheshbonis in the world. But im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shavam lu vayna vay. So what does he do before they go and they're meragel? He goes and he davens in Kever Ovis. before Ishtadlus, there has to be tefillah. And the icing on the cake, the Rav always used to say, was the next trip that the neshama of Eliezer Avram took, Ever Avram took, into the goof of Benayah ben Yehoyada. Benayah ben Yehoyada, Rav Teira tells us that Adoniyahu tried to take the Malucha, he anointed himself as the king, David HaMelech didn't know, Bathsheba went to him. And after that, after ends, the psukim continue over there in the beginning, Perek Aleph and Malachim Aleph. And David HaMelech makes a shvua to Bathsheba that today Shloimeh HaMelech is going to be the king. And he says, he tells Sadik and he tells Nasan and he tells Benayah ben Yehoyada, the Rav used to say, can you imagine the Kedusha in that room? How shining that room was, David HaMelech, beside Yomav. The Rav used to say, he remembers once he got a peek into a meeting of Gedolim at the home of the Brisker Rav. By mistake, he was able to peek in. The door opened for a second. He said, the light that was shining out of that room, right away, whenever he thinks about this pasuk, he thinks about what he saw there. And David HaMelech made a shvua, Hayoyim, it's going to happen today. It was a rush, it had to happen. And everyone's rushing, go anoint him, take the chamar, go to the spring and anoint Shloimeh HaMelech. Vayan, Vayan is always B'loshim Kol Ram. B'Noyah ben Yehoyada, Eliezer Eved Avram says, stop. What are we doing? What are we doing? Ishtadlus. We need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the rayas the Gaon, before I continue, brought to this yesod was that Adoniyahu himself later, as he tried to weasel himself back into the Malucha, and he wanted Bathsheba to give him one of the collection of David HaMelech, his lashon to her was, you know, Kili HaMalucha, I the object, I'm the one who's really right for the Malucha. And those who anoint the Payalim, Klal Yisrael, they wanted me. But you know why Shloimeh HaMelech has the Malucha? Ki me Hashem haisolai. Hashem wasn't with me, he was with Shloimeh. So Benayah ben Yehoyada stops, Vayan, and he says, Amen, Kein Yoimar Hashem Alikei Adoni HaMelech Kasher Hoya Im Adoni HaMelech Kein Yeh Im Shloimeh. Benayah ben Yehoyada is here with the Gedolei Olam, with David HaMelech, with Tzadik HaKoyim, with Natan HaNavi. But he knows from his neshama that before we do anything, Medaf Mispalazayim. And therefore he screamed, Vayan, the Kol Ram, let's daven first. Because I, Eliezer Eved Avram, know, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shavam luvayn avoy. And that's what the Rav taught us. That before every hishtadlus, before anything that we have to do, Zaga kapitel tehillim. And it's not easy to remember, so that's why it's probably a very important thing, and the Satan tries to make us forget it. Whether it's in Gashmias, whether it's in Ruchnias. The Rav once said, he was running out of a shear. I think I heard it in a shear. And he was running out of a shear, and someone came over to him and asked him, he wants a bracha, they should be a Yorei Shamayim. He obviously didn't know what he was dealing with by asking for this bracha. So the Rav stops for a moment and stares at him and looks at him and says, you really want to be a Yorei Shamayim? Did you ever daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you siyata d'shmaya that you should be a Yorei Shamayim? At the end of davening before you l'ratza and say, Yiratza mufnei avinu shel shamayim, you should be misayaya to me, be Yorei Shamayim. You really want to be a Yorei Shamayim? You know that bracha of Yorei Shamayim? Go mispalo, daven for Yorei Shamayim. The Rav himself told me, and in Shir HaShirim Perek Dalet, which the Rav told me, that when he finishes Perek Dalet, I'll have Shiurim to say Loilam Vod. We weren't Zaycha to finishing the Gantz of Perek Dalet. But there's a Nakuda there in the Gra, Kelavonain. The Gra says something interesting, that Mitzrayim was Malvin of in Hashem Shal Yisrael. And the Rav told me, over there he brings a Zayar HaKadosh as a Makar for the Gra. But the Rav told me, for 40 years he was bothered where the Gra got this from. He never saw a Maimon Chazal that says, Levana, we find other things that it was Malab and Klal Yisrael to be Avdei Hashem, like the Rav always used to speak about, etc. and etc. But as a Kur HaBarzel of being Malvin Avinu Nesem Shal Yisrael, he said he never found a Maimon Chazal. But a number of years ago, there was a trip of Rabbonim from Eretz Yisrael, the Vada Rabbonim, to the Kever of the Vilna Gaon and to the Chofetz Chaim. So he told me he was misfollowed there by the Kever of the Vilna Gaon. And since he got back, a number of things that he's been working on for years, Derech Agav, he found this sefer was sent him to hear things that he never would have seen. And he had been misfollowed there, and he found them. And one of them was this in Perek Dalet. A Zayar that seems to say this idea. Tfilah. But as we take it another step further, the Rav always used to say over the Gemara in Pesachim, Ma'abereder Avina, if he ever needed to fast a Tainas Chaloim, he would fast except for 3 days. Those 3 days were Purim, Shavuos, and Erev Yom Kippurim. The Gemara brings Raya there. The Gra writes that each of these days had an aspect of Kabbalah Satayra. Now we know Shavuos, everyone understands, the Gemara says Hakol Moedim, that there has to be Lachem Yoim Shenitna Batayra. And Shavuos we have to celebrate with food. There has to be an aspect of Lachem because it was the day the Torah was given. And there, Chagav, the Rav Yisri Medayik there in Rashi. Rashi says a Lashon, Laharois Shenoyach Umumakubul Yoim Zel Yisrael Shenitna Torah Boy. Laharois, you have to show that this day of Shavuos is Noyach Umumakubul Yisrael. We're happy with it. Not because we're stuck in an Asav and Ishma that our forefathers said when they didn't know what it's going to be, an Inquisition, what it's going to be, a Holocaust, what's going to be Tzaris for Klal Yisrael. So they said, Nasa v'nishma, now we're stuck. We are still Nayach. We're still happy. U'mekubul zeh, yoyim zeh l'Yisrael. L'harois, we must demonstrate it. We have to show it. You can only show it with Michael u'mishta. Says the Gra, every one of these days, the Gemara doesn't sound like that, but the Gra says every day had an aspect of Kabbalah Satayra. Shavuos is obvious, and the Purim is Kimu V'Kiblu, and Yom Kippur is Yom Matan Tayra Seinu. We got the Luchay Shniyais, we've had all shmuz about that, with Rashi as well. And therefore, since we can't eat on Yom Kippur, so Erev Yom Kippur, says the Gra, is the Suda of Kabbalah Satayra of Yom Kippur. So the Rav used to add on to the Gra and say that we find an interesting thing. That in each of these times of Kabbalah Satayra, it was prefaced by a Yisairus Gedoyla in Tfilah. Because the Tzadik Bemunasa Yichya, Taira, to keep Taira, we need a Muna. How could you keep 613 mitzvahs? How could you keep Shabbos? How could you keep Ribbis and Gezela and all the other halachas? Only if you have a Muna. So there has to be a Yisairus and Amuna as a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satayra. And with that he went through each and every day. And just to be Mekatzer, Purim was the Rav Yantif. He brought Purim to Klal Yisrael, Bizman Azeh, a meaningful Purim. And as we all know, Purim was Kuloi Tvila. The Hatzalah of Purim was Tvila without Ishtablus. Because it was Mavur and the Midrashim, and the Rav used to bring out from the Goyim's Pirish. Mordechai was chosen to be the Goyim because he excelled in this Inyan. Ben Yoer, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. The Gemara says each one is talking about Tfilah, and the Gemara says because that was his job. He excelled in the understanding and the Amunah of Tfilah. And Derech Agav, the Rav always used to bring out in the Megillah, and it's an important lesson as well. That pasuk that he used to say was out of order. It says the Mordechai Atzadik went out the Soichayir by Yizak Zaoka Gedoy Lo Mara. The next pasuk says of the Chol Medina Me Medina, every place Mokem Ashedvay Melech Vedosim Magia Evil Gadol Yehudim, etc. etc. And the Gra says all of those things are the Hey Darchei Atshuva. So says the Rav asked, that pasuk doesn't belong here. Most places only heard about the Gezerah. It took 70 days till the Shluchim came back. They heard about it after the Gezerah was already annulled. They didn't even know. So why is this pasuk right here? And the Rav used to bring out, and that in itself is a important lesson, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only expects a person to do the best that he could do. Only expects that. But do the best that you could do in Avodas Hashem. Beyond your koiches, Hashem doesn't expect. He expects your best. And Mordechai had a daunting task here. There was no text messaging, there were no phones. How was he going to get the message to Klal Yisrael throughout the world? That when the Gezeirah comes, don't run to the governor, don't run and try to do any ishtadlus. There's only one thing that's allowed for him, and that's tefillah. How's he supposed to do it? And the answer, said the Rav, is when a person does his best to the fullest kaiches, vayetze b'seichayir, vayizak, za'aka gedoyla umara. He was zeichet to such a siyata d'shmaya that there was such a ruach that went out to the entire world that no yid, when he heard about the gzeira, thought for a moment about ishtablus. They had one thought, go to the shul and say Tehillim and David. That was because Mordechai HaTzadik did the best that he could do. So the pasuk is in the right place. Vayizak zaka gedei lomar, because of that, uvichol makom umakayim. When it's going to happen, no one is going to think about ishtadlus. The Rav had a sichsuch with another mechaber sefer. I see in Parak Dal in Shashirim, he quoted it. He said the other mechaber said that he didn't understand this chazanish on this verse, and the Rav said he didn't understand him. He's right, and so on and so forth. I see he printed it in Parak Dal, but that was his yisoid. A tzaddik has a hashbah, says the Chazanish, on everyone in the world. But it's slight. The farther you are, you don't feel it. Mordechai, when he did his ishtadlus, when he davened, did the best that he could do, his ruach went out and was seen clearly that no one turned to ishtadlus, they only turned to tefillah. So that's the yontif of Purim, the chizuk and tefillah before the kimu v'kiblu. Elul, the Rav always used to say all the midrashim, Elul, everyone was mechazik and tshuva and tefillah and so on and so forth, that led up finally to that Yom HaKippurim, that first Yom Kippur in Klal Yisrael, that chizuk and tefillah. And Shavuos, the Rav used to bring out Melchemes HaMolech was the lesson in Hisayrus and tefillah. And the Rav always used to say over the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, did the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu make the war or break the war? And the Rav used to stop and say, quote the Yom Shrua, Chassant is the Yosef Lekach. The Yosef Lekach, which was the Gain's, as we all know, the Gain's Pirush was based on the Yosef Lekach, the Rav was the Einikol. He has a Pshat here also, but I never heard the Rav say the Yosef Lekach's Pshat. He said the Yom Shrua's Pshat. And he asked, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, those are the hands that brought the Makkos, the hands that made Kriyas Yamsuf. Those are the hands that are going to make the Muhammad of Amalek. What's the Mishnah asking? V'chiyadav shal Moshe. V'haya kasher yarim Moshe yadai. Yeah, his hands are very powerful. And the Yom Shrua asked this question. And the Rav used to quote the Yom Shrua and say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shliach Tzibur of Klal Yisrael to be mispalel for Muhammad Amalek. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, frakti Yom Shrua, if he lifted up his hands, we won. He put them down, we lost. Why did he ever put his hands down? Just leave them up. So the Yosef Lekach Taka says he wanted to show them the Kayach HaTzvila. He put them up, he put them down, and it's all clearly the Kayach HaTzvila. But the Yom Shrua says more than that. He says Moshe Rabbeinu tried to lift his hands, but only when Klal Yisrael were mispalel were his hands able to be raised. When Klal Yisrael were not mishabe libam laviyim shabashamayim, his hands were like rocks. He tried to lift them, they wouldn't go up. And Klal Yisrael saw clearly the Kayach HaTzvila. And they saw that the nitzachayim of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands that were fearing the Mochama were dependent on one thing, on their tefillah. And those were the three Yimei Kabbalas HaTorah, but they were prefaced by those three times of Yisairus v'tefillah, because v'tzadik v'emunasa yichya. And in the Amunah of Kayach HaTzvila by Melchemes HaMolech, the Rav said a beautiful word. In the Tur it says in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vav, Iso B'Medrash, Aaron V'chur Tom Chubiyadov. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle, and Aaron was on one side, and Chur, says the Tur, Mikan She'ein Paychasin Migimel Ho'ayrim Lifnei Ateva B'Tainas Ibar. When there's a tiny sibur, you don't have one chazan, one shliach sibur. You need three. Why? Because there was Moshe, Aaron, and Chur. Now the Rav always used to bring out, Mechatesi was a Tainus Sibur, so he used to bring the Rosh in the beginning of Megillah, that says Tainus Esther's, because they for sure fasted when they fought against Amalek in the times of Haman. How do we know they fasted? Because we learn out Tilchas Tainus from Mechemes Amalek and Moshe Rabbeinu. Muzan Chazal knew that there was a Tainus there. So when there's a Tainus Sibur, you have to have three people as the Chazan. Shliach Tzibur and two people on the side. So the Prishof in Ares, and the Magen Avraham quotes it as well, and says, it's a tema. Sheinon in Yisharim Bozeh. How come we don't do this? We have a Tainus Sibur. And he's talking about a Tainus Sibur of a Tzara, of a Dever, of a Magepa, those type of Tainus Sibur. So we don't do this. V'nira v'daychik, says the Prisha, didavka b'yameyem sh'loyhoya machzor l'fonov. In those days, nobody had Sidurim, Machzairim. The Shliach Tzibur led everyone in Tefillah. Everyone else said it about Pat. The Shliach Tzibur, he was a Baki Viragil, perhaps he had a Machzor in front of him, and he knew the words. So therefore, you needed two people with him. Mashenkin says the Prisha, Bizman Azeh, we all have a Siddur, we all have a Machzor, we don't need that the Shliach Tzibur should have two people next to him. So the Rav said, you haven't really answered the question. You answered why we don't do it, but you haven't told us the secret of these two other people. What's a Tali and a Machzor? What's a Tali and a Siddur? So the Rav used to say, we see from here, the Kayach, Klal Yisrael's Amunah in the Kayach HaTfilah. Klal Yisrael's in an Eis Sara. We declare a Tainus Sibur. And we daven. And we say Slichus. Now, if the Shliach Tzibur who's leading us makes a mistake in a word, Mila'el, Mila'ra, who knows, says a Shva, instead of a Pata. And the whole Tzibur then says that same mistake. So you could say, what's the difference? So what? We said the word. But the Tzvila is not the proper Tzvila 100%. And Klal Yisrael's Emunah in the Kayach HaTzvila is that if one word is incorrect, perhaps the Tzvila is not a complete Tzvila B'Shleimus, and Chas V'Shalom, there won't be a Yeshua because of that one mistake. So therefore we had two people. Wasn't even enough to have one Shomer. One on each side. And they looked, and they're making sure, and looking over his shoulder. Did he say every word wrong? One second, you said one word wrong. Corrected him, so the whole Tzibur should say it correctly. The Emunah in the Kayach HaTzvila was so strong, is so strong by Klal Yisrael, that if one Nekuda is off, we understand and we know it could make the difference between the Yeshua and Chas V'Shalom, the difference between the opposite. Emunah and the Kayach HaTzvila, the Rav's Emunah and Kayach HaTzvila, we all know. The Rav, when I came that time to Sloan Kettering, he was lying in the bed there, and he looked up at me, and with the most candid way and lucid way, he looked at me and he said, David, this moment, little cancer bugs eating away at my bones. But every kapitel of Tehillim you say is slowing them down. Every time I spoke to him on the phone, many times he didn't have kayaf to speak, he was bitsar, he would just say, hang up right now and say two kapitel of Tehillim. And in every shir he said, it's say Tehillim for me. His emunah on that kayach of the Tehillim. And he said, I'm not sure if he said this beravim or not, it'll be maichamli, I don't know. But he for sure told me that we are going to, and perhaps if we just come out of this evening with this chizuk, we're also litein din v'cheshbon on the way we say tehillim for achayla. So mezuk tehillim and shul, putting away our tefillin, running out, as if it's just, you know, a thing to do. Where's our emunah on that kayach of tehillim? Say tehillim like we believe that that kapitel of tehillim is really going to save someone, the one we're davening for. Because he had that emunah in the kayach of tefillah and the kayach of the tehillim. Before I finish with the last nekuda, he always used to say also as well, and this is nagat to the tefillah with the Torah, that at every shir, at the end of the daf hayomi, the magid shir should always say a dvar chizuk, so that the tefillah afterward should be a tefillah. If you look at a tefillah, sometimes a ma'ariv after a shir, and it looks like a He says it looks like in his days when Gadavin Tisha B'Av, or in a Beis Avel, Halacha says he daven very low and very somber. It's not always like that in many shuls, he said, but this is the way it's supposed to be. And Amol HaTzvila, Noch HaShir, looks like that. He says you need a Dvar Chizuk, not at the end, not in the beginning, he said, then people will come late, they'll just come for the Shir. Once they're there, they'll stay and they'll listen. And they always just say a Magid Shir who says that he can't say it, so you fire him. Well, it's supposed to mean that he can't say a Dvar Chizuk after a Daf HaYom Shir. And that's what bringing to the Rav was Kulei Chizuk. And to end off, the Rav always used to say, also a long shtick of Atom Ma'ashem, Halikecha Shalom, Imach Kim Liyira, Hati Yira Milsa Zutrasahi. So the Rav said, I have a Kasha. That's not the only thing in the Pasuk. The Pasuk lists off a whole bunch of things Hashem asked for. How come the Gemara only asks on Yira? And the Gron Shir Hashirim calls them the Chamisha Darchi Ayira. What's this Darchi Ayira? So the Rav said that he finally came to the conclusion one day that there's two sorts of people. And it comes the day a person has to make a decision which side of the line is he on. There's Yirei Hashem and there's Mitzvah Anoshim Ulumada the Chiyin. Yirei Hashem means the people who try to be mischazik. Not every time, he said, does it come out that you were mechuzik in your mitzvah, but you're at least conscious of the fact that there's something called chizuk in a mitzvah, chizuk in Torah. Mitzvah Anoshim Ulumada is the opposite of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks one thing, Liyira. Chamisha Darchei Hayira. Yira, the people who are the opposite. But Yirat HaPnei Mitzvah Anoshim Ulumada is the biggest contradiction. You can't be a Yorei who is a Mitzvah Anoshim Ulumada. And he always used to bring out the Dalet Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk Rashi says, Tamid B'chol Kaichoi, Teira Maisim Toivim Tfilon Derech Eretz. We have to always be Mechuzuk. He used to quote the Gemara in Samach Gimel and Brachas, Kalamar Pa'atzmen B'divrei Teira. Person shvachens up from Divrei Torah. Ein boi koyach lamoi b'yoyim tzorah. Chas v'shalom, there'll be a day of yoyim tzorah. He won't have koyach to stand. Shenemar yisrapiso b'yoyim tzorah tzar koycheko. Zokta marsha, he's loymeru mitayim. This person learns, he does mitzvahs, he davens. But they're berifyoyim. They're not b'chizuk. They're mitzvahs anoshim ulamada. So the person's learning. But the Yom Tzara, when he's going to need it to help him on that day of Yom Tzara, it's not going to be there for him. Hisrapisa, you were shrachened up. B'yoyim ro tzar keicheko. This is the pasuk the Goyim quotes by the Luchos Shniyos. Achazdi v'loy arpenu. I won't shrachen up. Says the girl, like it says this Gemara, kolamarapa atzum edivrei Torah. Because the Rav used to say he's looking for a medrash. And Yom Kippur, when they gave the Luchos Shniyos, he wants to know something. He's looking for the Medrash, he always used to say, that says, the Satan Heichon Haisa. Where was the Satan? Last time around, he was here playing his games. Where was he? The answer is, says the Mesil Tisharim, that if a person tries his hardest, and is mechazik in Torah, and mechazik in mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and is mesayayahim, and helps him. And when the Satan sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing with that person, he says, I'm out of here, I'm going somewhere else. I'm not starting up with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And when Klal Yisrael was mechuzik on that day of Yom HaKippurim after 40 days of tefillah, b'chizuk, tshuva, b'chizuk, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was there. You want to know where the Satan was? He was far away because he took one look at Klal Yisrael and said, I'm not starting up with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that was the Rav Kuloi Chizuk. And that's why he had so much siyata d'shmaya, as was spoken about before, because he was kulei chizuk. He lived these words of the Mesil Tisharim. He had such siyata d'shmaya. Let us leave here this evening mechuzuk. Mechuzuk in the kayach ha-tfila. Mechuzuk in the kayach of emunah ha-tfila. Mechuzuk in the idea of chizuk. And that itself will be the greatest nachas for Rav Shlomo Leib, Rav Moshe Yitzchak, Zichrono Livracha, Yizichrei Baruch. Thank you for listening.